Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In a world grappling with the wrath of a climate gone rogue, where the seas whisper tales of despair and secrets drowned by human neglect, there exist forlorn sentinels of a once thriving undersea lore, the last marine mystics. These elusive beings, shrouded in myth yet as real as the diminishing corals that form their thrones, are whispered about in the scant fishing villages daring to cling to the storm-battered coasts. Their legend, passed down by the lips of resilient elders, spun like the ocean currents, tells of ancient times when humanity and marine life harmoniously shared secrets. The mystics were the intermediaries, the chosen few endowed with the ability to commune with the spirits of the sea. They understood the language of the waves, could decipher the murmurs of the deep, and mediate the plea of the oceans. And yet, as if fated by some cruel twist, it was the ocean's lament that we turned a deaf ear to. These modern sirens now watch from beneath the crests, their eyes seeing not the crystal clarity of yesteryears, but a murky soup of our own concoction. It is in this obscure abyss that our story unfolds. As we dive into the fathomless deep, through the swirling vortex of used plastics and chemical afflictions, a dim light flickers, a beacon in the gloom. Here lay the remnants of a once magnificent city, now but an underwater mausoleum claiming the vanity of civilization. Amidst the skeletal ruins, our last mystics endure, guarding the final sanctuary where marine wonders are still whispered. Their chants are seldom heard over the cacophony of dying reefs, but their presence, ephemeral as it may seem, holds the key to undeciphered knowledge, to stories untold, to a connection broken by the hands of those whom they once aided. To capture their voice, to truly listen, is to understand the magnitude of our transgressions. Memories of the brimming life that once danced in these waters are etched into the walls of submerged caverns. But these memories fade, much like the very mystics who keep them. As an unstoppable force of change reshapes the marine canvas, these guardians fade into the annals of forgotten lore, leaving us to wonder if they ever existed at all. Amidst the turbulent tide of climate disasters, there remains a thread of continuity between us, the land dwellers, and the keepers of the ocean's deepest mysteries. It is a thread frayed by hubris and ignorance. Will we seek their wisdom before silence befalls the once thunderous ocean? Perhaps the greatest lesson the marine mystics offer us is that of resilience, of an unwavering commitment to preserve what they were given custody over, no matter the tempest above. This ethos, reflected in the hushed huddles of humanity by the shores, echoes the necessity to act in the wake of such adversity. The ocean's keepers may be retreating to the stories of folklore, their message a quiet thrum beneath the cataclysmic roar of a world disintegrating. It falls upon us to strain our ears to chase the phantoms of that thrum, for it speaks the truth of consequences and the anthems of hope, no matter how faint. The marine mystics beckon us, not with a rallying cry, but with a silent gesture. They urge us to look beyond the swells, to find courage in the heart of the abyss, to salvage what remains before the legends are all that's left of the truth. In the darkest depths, we must seek to resurface with a mission to breathe life anew into the oceans, knowing well that without their watery embrace, our kind may dwindle to myth as well. And so, as our tale resurges with the tide, we turn from the mystics, ghostly custodians of a crumbling underwater kingdom, back to the surging reality. There we are left to ponder the cost of ignorance and the price of enlightenment, to measure the span of a single breath against the eons of wisdom slipping silently beneath the waves.